why did the artist think the paintbrush could swim?
I don't know why.
Because she heard that it's great at strokes.
It's time for the Children's Hour. Kids Public Radio.
Well, 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 look who's here. I haven't seen you in many a year. If I knew you were coming, I'd have baked a cake, baked a cake, baked a cake. If I knew you were coming, I'd have baked a cake. How'd you do, how'd you do, how'd you do? Had you dropped me a letter, I'd have hired a band, grandest band in the land. Had you dropped me a letter, I'd have hired a band, spread the welcome mat for you. Now I don't know where you came from, 'cause I don't know where you've been. But it really doesn't matter, grab a chair and fill your platter and dig, dig, dig right in. If I knew you were coming, I'd have baked a cake, hired a band.
Goodness sake!
If I knew you were coming, I'd have baked a cake. How'd you do, how'd you do, how'd you do?
That was Lisa Loeb and the Hollow Trees with the 1950 hit, If I Knew You Were Coming, I'd Have Baked a Cake. This is the Children's Hour, and I'm Katie Stone. Today on the show, we're taking you with us on a Children's Hour Kids Crew field trip to Santa Fe, New Mexico on the Rail Runner. That's our train that runs between central New Mexico, where Albuquerque is and where we live, north to Santa Fe, our state capital. Every summer, the Santa Fe International Folk Art Market brings in folk artisans from around the world to showcase and sell their art. Their art includes paintings, sculptures, baskets, tapestries, rugs, instruments, furniture, toys, household goods, and so much more. Each piece is unique, and each is considered folk art. Since 2004, when the Santa Fe International Folk Art Market began, artists have earned more than $31 million at the market, money that further impacts and helps more than a million people. We want to know more about the artists and unpack what folk art is. So we started by talking with Leslie Fagry. She's the Director of Education at the Santa Fe International Folk Art Museum. And we started by asking our kids' crew how they define art.
Well, I think art has a lot of different definitions depending on who you ask. But I think it's creating something beautiful or something that is meaningful to you.
To me, art is really anything that you find beauty in. So it can be playing an instrument, or painting a picture, or making a sculpture.
I think all nature is art to me. It forms a ginormous picture of something little for some other people.
Yeah, I think that's a beautiful thought that art is nature. But Leslie, when you're talking about folk art, you mean something very different, don't you?
I do. I mean, yes and no, because folk art is all of those things in a way, and it expresses all of those things. But folk art really came from a tradition coming from a community expression, and also from people who couldn't go to art school or maybe didn't have special art materials at home. So in a way, they looked right around themselves, and maybe in their backyard is clay nearby, or is there wood nearby? Or I have to make a sweater to stay warm in the winter, but I want to make it beautiful. So a lot of folk art is very everyday, ordinary things that we want to make beautiful. People made baskets and they thought, oh, they're kind of, you know, we want to make them recognizable. They come from our community and they're special. So let's just use these two colors and make a special design in it. So when someone looks at that basket, they know it comes from our village or our community, and it's beautiful, but it also carries things for us.
Could folk art be handmade?
Well, that's another really good question. It's actually something we talk a lot about at our museum, because we used to think of folk art as always having to be handmade. And it would be whether you knit a sweater or make a basket or make a mud painting, like some places in Africa, then they actually paint with mud. It's there and it makes beautiful designs and decorations. But sometimes now, for example, a lot of the materials used, they might be plastic or they might be synthetic things. And some people think that, you know, some part of it can be handmade, but some part of it can maybe be machine made. So it's not quite as clear anymore.
So folk art is an artistic expression of culture, often using heritage or generational artistic traditions and materials that people have on hand. There are a lot of photos and examples of the folk art we saw posted at this episode page, where you'll also find a learn-along guide to explore folk art even more. Our learn-along guides meet and cite national education standards so they can be used in the classroom, and now they're online and digital. You don't need to print them. When we come back, we'll be on the train to Santa Fe with Joe, Thorfinn, and Addie from our kids' crew, going to the Santa Fe International Folk Art Market, where we're going to learn more about folk art from the artists themselves. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Children's Hour, and this is Tom Knight from the Classroom Boogie.
If you can walk, you can dance. If you can talk, you can sing. You've got the power to create anything that you feel. Let your spirit shine through. And I believe in you. It's not about who's smartest or if you're a girl or guy. Everybody is an artist. All you have to do is try. From the little bitty baby to the oldest living man. If you are human, you can. You can. You can. If you can walk.
You can dance.
If you can talk.
You can sing.
You've got the power to create anything that you feel. Let your spirit shine through. And I believe in you. With a pen and paper, you can draw a lot of lines. With some paint or crayons, you can make a nice design. You can build it out of wood or make it out of clay. You can do it now, today, today, today. If you can walk,
you can dance.
If you can talk,
you can sing.
You've got the power to create anything that you feel. Let your spirit shine through.
Shine through, shine through.
And I believe in you. Every person has a story that is true. No one else can tell it, there is only you. Everyone has music in the beating of their heart. You gotta let it out, it's art, it's art, it's art. If you can walk,
you can dance,
if you can talk,
you can sing.
Your spirit shine through,
shine through, shine through,
shine through. And I believe in you.
I want to learn what folk art is and also learn a bit about it.
I want to find out what the difference between art and folk art are. And what are some of the stories behind some of the folk art people create?
I also want to learn what folk art is. I have never really heard of it before, and I'm really excited to meet new people and talk to them about like their careers.
This is the Children's Hour. We're on the Rail Runner with some of our crew going up to the Santa Fe International Folk Art Market. It's the largest folk art market in the world and generates more money for the artists than any other folk art market anywhere. We're excited on the way to the Santa Fe International Folk Art Market.
I think folk art is something that have a tradition that can go back from 200 years behind.
And is it purple?
It's all made by hand, and it's generally something you learned from your parents or an elder in your community. It's a knowledge that's passed down the generations.
I am a second generation artist. My father was an artist.
I started learning when I was 8 years old from my mother. I'm that fourth generation.
আমাদের এটা পরম্পরা এই পেন্টিংটা.
He has been practicing this art from his childhood, and his father inspired him to come in these techniques.
You're seeing culture, you know, every place has a different environment, different materials that are available to them, different things to make their art out of.
I'm seeing a bunch of booths with many different types of folk art. I'm passing one with a bunch of jewelry. Right now I am seeing many different textiles of fabric, and they all look quite beautiful.
My name is Gasali Adeyemo, and I'm from Nigeria, southwest of Nigeria, and I'm a textile artist. I work with natural dye called indigo. Indigo is a very powerful color in my country.
Your art has lots of designs in it. How do you make it?
The technique you see right here on the table, I have a traditional Yoruba tie-dye, and I have some of them called adire, which is from tapioca, cassava, and also the one you see with the colorful also is batik.
Cool. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
This booth at the folk market I'm stopping at is full of very beautiful, super colorful clothes with all kinds of different patterns. We're gonna talk to the person in the stand who makes them.
Yes, my name is Abdullah Khatri. I'm from Gujarat. This craft is actually our community tradition. Basically, we are dyers in our community. So we do this Bani craft since around 450 years ago. Me and my brother, we started again in my family. So we were learned this technique from our friends and family, other relatives. So that's the way we started. We learned this technique and we think, why don't we do this as our livelihood?
How do you make this?
We are mostly working on two techniques. One is bandhani, Bandi means to tie and dye. But it started from the tracing design on the fabric first, and then we follow that design, and then we tie it, and then we dye it.
You just heard from multiple artists that we spoke with at the Santa Fe International Folk Art Market. There were more than 162 artists from 52 countries. One of the voices you heard was Jean Crawford. She's a volunteer at the Santa Fe International Folk Art Market's musical stage. Not only does the market have artisans, it also has music from around the world. This is the Children's Hour, where we're learning about folk art. Remember, the episode comes with a learn-along guide. It's digital. Find it at childrenshour.org. Look for this episode, Folk Art. Up next, this is Friend of the Children's Hour, Falu.
Beautiful. She tucked the juhi jasmine in my hair. It smelled so sweet in the air.
Pick a yummy fruit, any flavor. These are from India. Sita phalchi ko bor khao, jamun bhi khao, setur khao.
The ground is full of big black ants. They're staying still, but I'll take a chance. My mom says they're yummy jamun fruit. I'll climb the tree and give one to you.
You're listening to the Children's Hour. I'm Katie Stone, and in the background, it's Poddington Bear. Today on the Children's Hour, we're learning about folk art. Is there a folk art in your family? We want to know more. Reach out to us at childrenshour.org and click on the contact link. Tell us about your family's folk art. Remember, this episode comes with a learn-along guide. It meets and cites educational standards. Find it at childrenshour.org. Look for folk art. Lots more coming up. Stick with us.
You're listening to the Children's Hour, Kids Public Radio. We'll be right back.
The Children's Hour is produced by the Children's Hour Incorporated. We're a New Mexico-based nonprofit organization. Electric Playhouse supports the Children's Hour, now open in Las Vegas, Nevada, inside the Forum Shops at Caesar's Palace. Learn more at electricplayhouse.com. The New Mexico Department of Cultural Affairs supports the Children's Hour. Experience the magic of New Mexico's many cultural traditions at museums and historic sites statewide. More at nmculture.org/traditions.